Joining us now, the chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and Why Not. And I see all your calls up there. I'll try to get to them. And that is Mike Rogers, who spent the first part of his career in the FBI. Congressman Rogers, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, it's always good to be back.
I remember your strong measured terms after the attacks on all our embassies and especially the murders in Libya. And it's almost as if saying, I've been here before, you'll be hearing from me again.
Yeah.
What do we now know? And does anything change after the Secretary of State says, blame me?
Well, clearly there's some blame to be had there with those requests coming in. You know, the vice president certainly threw her under the bus in the debate, and they probably felt they had nowhere else to go. That's one part of the story. So the functioning security debate, which was real, the fact that they were denied, we knew that there was a growing threat stream, not just good enough to say, well, it was my fault, let's move on. There's a lot to discuss there, including what we're doing to protect the other 270-some ambassadors and their staffs around the world. But secondly, who came up with this cockamamie story that it was a spontaneous group of protesters who decided to take some weapons out of the back of their truck and storm the facility? And unfortunately, what we know, Brian, through reviewing materials that we're getting, is that, in fact, was not the original assessment. So somebody took the original assessment, and you saw me come out just very shortly after that, same day that Ambassador Rice was around, saying, boy, this sure doesn't look like that to me. It looks like a coordinated attack. Well, come to find out, that was the original assessment. So how did that get turned into this, it was the video, nothing to see here, please move along?
Well, let me take their side. They'll say, well, with so many attacks that day, so many protests, it was hard to get them all straight.
Oh, boy, if that's the case, then we are in real trouble. We deal in some really tough neighborhoods all over the world, and we've done a very good job in the intelligence community keeping them straight. Threats are different everywhere. And some notion that they couldn't get, if they don't know the difference between Cairo and Benghazi, they probably shouldn't be in the diplomatic corps anyway, or the intelligence business.
Well, let me ask you, why did the FBI take 2 weeks to get to the site? And why would they listen to anyone who said, we can't secure the operation? Why don't we get our own security and go there ourselves?
Well, that was troubling. I think they were going through a lot of processes. I do think they were probably doing more negotiating with the government than needed to be done. We had the killing of an American at a U.S. consulate. This should have been a no-brainer. We should have been on the site. We have teams and planes standing by for just such an occasion. And by the way, they have security that could have handled it. We have something called the HRT teams with the Bureau who are trained folks to go into really bad places and either get bad guys or protect good guys. That could have happened, and I argue it should have happened. This huge delay, as an old FBI agent, I can tell you, means that crime scene was well picked over by the time they got there.
Well, the quote from an unnamed CIA agent was, they poked our eyes out. They got so much material out of that attack, so much intelligence, that they feel they've been devastated. Because you guys evidently, not you guys, but these guys did a lot of work there watching these different militias.
And we were the crazy thing about this whole thing, Brian, is that I saw the threat streams for months about this. You know, that place was the subject of an IED attack 2 months earlier. We know that Al Qaeda was moving about Libya. They were growing in Tunisia. We saw an armed attack in Mali that threw down took over the government for at least a period of time. I mean, all of these things were happening. Threat streams were high. And some notion that we couldn't even protect the classified information that we had in the facility is just crazy.
So where do we go from here, Congressman?
Well, a couple things. A, I do think the Americans deserve the truth about this story that they perpetrated on the American people. It certainly appears that they were trying to mislead the public away from the fact that it was a terrorist event. And that made for a whole next series of bad decisions. So when your premise is wrong, you're going to make bad choices. Well, their premise was wrong, and they made really bad choices, including using taxpayer dollar to advertise in Pakistan to elevate the video to presidential level that caused huge riots across Pakistan. I mean,
you mean they rioted in response to the apology?
Oh, sure. Because Pakistan was not Pakistan is not very well connected. So it, by percentage, you're not going to have people who had even seen this thing. But what they did is bought primetime TV advertisement in Pakistani TV, and which was a pretty substantial buy by their standards, and went on and talked about this video, and we didn't have anything to do with it, and we're sorry this video happened. Well, most people didn't have a clue what they were talking about, so they went on TV and talked about it, and it created, there were huge protests subsequent to this TV ad, and then the bad guys took it as a permission slip to use that as the excuse to do more bad things.
I want you to listen to Joe Biden at the debate, and I want to get your reaction.
Yeah. And they wanted more security there.
Well, we weren't told they wanted more security again. We did not know they wanted more security again.
Is that possible, Congressman Rogers?
Well, I suppose it's possible that the vice president didn't know that there was a request. Although I would argue if they would all show up to their intelligence briefings, they may have seen the threat stream going into this that was pretty high and ask a question about, hey, are we doing everything we can do to protect those folks? They didn't do that. So just because they didn't know is, I don't think ignorance is an excuse on this particular issue. It was 9/11. We know that the threat posture around the world goes up. Not attending intelligence briefings offered by the intelligence community and just saying you're reading the material, I don't think cuts it. So I think you can say that. I think that there's some responsibility to bear by this administration for what happened. I don't know any way around it.
And I'm sure it's coming up tonight. We got to talk to you and get the aftermath to see if either one of these guys was correct and accurate. Chairman Mike Rogers, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Always good to be on.